Africa in March of 1897. My sister Elizabeth and I, we journeyed at once to the Kenya Protectorate and there solicited the help of a government official to find the guide we were looking for, a man named Alan Quatermain.
Yes, it seems they've heard about you, Alan, and they're willing to pay almost anything.
Thanks, Eric, but I've taken out my last safari. I've about made up my mind to send for my son. He's 7 years old now, and I...
Bring the boy out of here, but this is no life for a child.
Well, I thought about that, too. And if I don't send for him, well, then I'll just go back to England.
What would you do there? Become a shopkeeper? You've built a career here, Alan. You've attained the happiest fate a man can have in this world. To be the best at something.
Here, have another drink.
No, I mean it. This man and his sister, they've heard about you in London. Alan, did you ever meet a man named Henry Curtis?
Curtis? Yes, there was a fellow named Curtis, about a year and a half ago. He wanted to go through unexplored country, some wild notion about a lost diamond mine.
Well,
I turned him down, of course. That's the last I saw of him. Why?
Because he disappeared. It's his wife who wants to hire you to lead a searching party. His wife and her brother.
A woman on a safari? No, thank you. Besides, I meant what I said.
Well, I can't force you to go, can I? And if you're serious about going back to England, well, perhaps I can be of some help.
Thanks, Eric. Well, I'll stop by your office in the morning.